My name is Joe, and this is another episode of Millennial's Third Eye, and I promise I'm going to play a better song later on. this episode is Twin Flames and the Flame on Each End. And joining me, of course, on this episode is my twin flame, Valerie. What's going on, Valerie? Welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
Side.
Thank you. Hi.
Yeah. So I really didn't realize that. I thought the song was kind of catchy before, but I wasn't really listening to the lyrics and just didn't really. But we're gonna play something better later on. So to continue this beginning, you were actually, I'll give you credit for it because you had the idea. And you said I should do a Twin Flame episode. And I was like, well, mm-hmm. I think it'd be the deal of if my Twin Flame actually did the episode with me. So I'm glad that we're doing it. I think it's an awesome topic and discussion for me and you and everyone. And see where it goes. In all aspects, it's going to be positive. But where do you want to start? In my opinion, it was just from the beginning, like different views.
The reason why I even bring it up is because I feel like you've just been talking about it a lot more lately. And like there's a balance, right? Like you hear one side and then like, well, where does this other person come from? Like, what is it? How does it? Where's the both sides of the story, right?
Right. So
that's the only reason I brought it up.
No, I think it's pretty cool because, well, do you want me to start with my perspective from the beginning and different plot?
Yeah,
we'll go through
absolutely.
It in different ways if we can remember or comfortable with. But, okay, so in general, for everyone out there who's interested in comparing it, we both knew someone mutually. And for me, that time being, regardless of the positive or negative sides of that story, I always was like still being brought to you indirectly. Like I felt you in the background and I just wanted
also,
to meet you. But so
you have to, you can't
this,
just say it like vaguely.
No, that's, I'm glad you're doing this. This is what she does to me in real life too. So it was, even though the story of how things were happening, I looked at it as a friend or a person, but how that direction went, but I was still just, my energy, I felt this pull to you. Like, I just knew I liked you. I wasn't driving myself crazy, but just going, well, I want this right now. I just felt pull. But at the same time,
she was my friend. She was my friend in real life. Like, her and I were like, we were friends. And I know that sounds not great, but sorry. Not sorry.
No, it's part of
that's
what we're going with.
Go
that's
ahead.
What it is.
Go ahead.
But I like what, so yeah. We'll do that dialogue part, it's like that. And later on, even though the friendship with that on my end, well, how that was played out and how that story went about, I really don't want to get into, but I decided to take a step back. And within a couple of weeks later of that group, you actually reached out to me first about that conversational topic with that person. But we actually eventually did a FaceTime, and it got really, it was an interesting moment because I realized, one, I never really got to like one-on-one talk to you, and I'm picking up your energy from that FaceTime and that first moment. And it was like another awakening, but it was
You're
really
welcome.
Pulling. Everything about you just like was a sunshine through this camera. But I want everyone to understand my point of view was that you were, and still in the beginning, had all this attraction that I always have wanted in someone. And it was just throwing me off because it was like, is this really existing? Because I wasn't looking for the twin flame stuff, but
you didn't even know
what
it was.
Unreal.
To be honest, you're like, somebody just told me, like, maybe you're having a twin flame thing. And you're like, hey, someone just told me this. And I was like, well, maybe you should just look it up.
What happened for me was after that moment, I was asking Candace, and I actually asked Candace, like, what's going on with me right now? I was going through something, and she was like, I think you met your TF. And I was like, what the hell is a TF? And she goes, I think you met your twin flame. And I went, I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, you know, twin flame, a relationship, your part. I was like, wait a second. No, I know what she's talking about. So I was just kind of going through the synchronistic moments, like, this is unreal again. Here we go. What is this?
Mm.
Cool. This is what I like. And I felt that pull. So
Right. Where
do you want to go with that on your side?
I didn't, like, so it's funny because the person that we met through, I didn't know about spiritual. I mean, I knew about spirituality, but I didn't really, like, understand what it was. And she's the one that brought, I guess it's kind of funny. I don't think I actually told you this. She's the one that brought, like, the twin flame subject to me.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah. I was like, I don't actually even know what that is. Like, so I looked it up real quick, and I Googled it. Thank you, Google.
Thank you, Google.
Thank you, Google. And so I did like 5 seconds of research, and I was like, okay, I think I understand kind of what it is. Cool, dope. And just moved on from there and never really thought much about it from that point on. And then you were the second person to ever bring that to my attention in that aspect. And I was like, oh, okay. I see where that's going.
Oh, that's interesting. Because
yeah,
I'm not gonna lie, because before that, I've had people like try to do the twin, like, ah, you're my twin flame. I'm like, no, you're not.
She did
and
that,
that was
to
how
you, though,
it was.
Right?
Yeah, she did that, and I wasn't giving this response that I felt like frozen and uncomfortable. And I don't. At times, I wondered why didn't I respond a certain way? And I thought about it. I was like, well, we have to go through certain scenarios where, even though if I look back on them, and this is going to be throughout this whole conversation mostly, you look back at it and see what you did and see how you acted, but you wouldn't see the duality of it in the sense of, okay, so what are you going to do now? So even though I looked at it that way, I was like, well, now I could take from this point on, when I feel ever in this position, I know what I can do and will do instead of not having to face that again. It's not a bad thing. It's just more or less I looked at it and going, okay, well, I went through that to get to here, and this is how I'm going to learn from it, right, take it on with me so I could practice it later on and when necessary, if needed. But, yeah, so I had people, like,
well,
a couple
I,
people, they're like, oh.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
They're like, oh, you're my twin flame. And I was like, yeah, what do you know? So I didn't bring it up to anyone, but the way like it came about and how it is that's pretty much because that's how I am and the feeling I knew about it. And I went, you are my twin flame. So that's the direction that I was being pulled in.
And you said that very confidently. Like, you are my twin flame.
You are my twin. Well, you are. Yes, you are.
I just like the way you said that. It's all. I like it.
I know what you mean.
You are my twin flame.
Because, well, that's a part of the story too. We'll get there. I get what you're saying though. Thank you. Because you're mine. So from that point on, where we want to go with this story. So okay, there was the meeting point, but in between, there was certain things that I've still going through my personal opinion on releasing old systems and how I would go about things. But there was a point where I had to be motivated, determined, willing, and to want to meet you. And it had to line up a certain way. And there was this back and forth from what I remember feeling of one being really excited to like really want to be with you, because I still do SDAM, and that's how it is. I'm attracted to you. So I'm being pulled. And this is new excitement. It's like, what? So everyone, I think, over even my readings, I read someone recently, there's similarities, and this is like that phase two of being excited with each other, being pulled together, and after a little bit of motivation and like, you know what, screw it, I'm gonna go, letting go of fears, just taking my own life into my own hands and making my own decisions, making things happen to see you, and I'm grateful that it lined up and I was allowed to, and I'm still going to. But that moment was actually it was a memory I always have, because it's the first time meeting you and being with you. But that's where I guess I'll share that with you and see where you go with that part on your end.
In what sense?
So,
like,
well, from
excitement
that
about frame, coming out.
From what you observed from me and what you were observing in general, and then, you know, whatever that in between from me to coming to meet you.
I think in that it's funny how things kind of work out too, because while all of that was happening, I was also going through like my own stuff and really not like also dealing with like the you and I stuff. There was just a lot going on, and it was good because like it really worked out in the sense that like, yeah, you came here, and then like that weekend I ended up going to New York to meet my dad, and you were totally there for me the whole time and supportive, and it really just affirmed that, like, okay, he actually is, like, not a terrible person in that sense, because, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, and then, like, I'm out of my comfort zone, so you came out of your comfort zone to meet me, like, you flew across the United States, and then, like, I was totally out of my comfort zone flying to New York to go meet my dad, And, like, you were totally there for me and supportive and everything that, like, somebody should be. So I very much so appreciated that.
No, I appreciate you. And I'm not going to lie. In between these times, I'd rather let people know if they're going to compare it to their own situation. But there's,
like, let's be raw.
Like, let's see. Well, I'm going to be raw on this scenario because I don't want to hold back on it. But this is how we have to learn, with humility, with embarrassment. And there's so many times I'm like, I'm so embarrassed right now because of the way I'm learning. But there was a couple of times, and if they're going to put the terms to it, I was the runner each time.
Every time. So, no, not each time. Every time.
Every time. But each time, it started in the beginning with an egotistical memory that came out, because out of nowhere, it was really annoying, because it's like I first knew, I'm like, wait a second, I'm putting this out there on you, because of a past memory. But then, even though I was aware of it, it still was like I actually didn't know how to express it. Do I express it to you? Do I express it to me? I wasn't really into that the conscious level yet of thinking and thought processes, but I was like, how do I do it? And I think that was where that was one of the times where I wasn't sure what to do. You were going through your own personal thing with your situation. So it was uncomfortable, because not only was I doing this a couple different ways, but it was going back and forth uncomfortably to learn, yet you're still going through your own thing.
Yeah, and you don't know always how to deal with this. No one's ever been in this situation. Like, we've never been in this situation before. So, like, how – there's not, like, a book you can pick up and be like, oh, okay, so I just do this, this, and this, and it'll turn out this way. And I get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's confusing.
No, no. And so throughout this, like, time frame of what we're talking about, though, there were several times where my insecurities were just throwing shit left and right, and – that's where I think – well, no, that's not where I think. That's where I know where the runner's the runner and the chaser's the chaser, who's – what's going to happen. And the pattern that was happening that I kept seeing and I had a hard time with, but it ultimately brought me to understanding more, was this back-and-forth thing. And when I started to notice the pattern, because – all right, so even after you came from California to New York, and I came first to see you, and you saw me, and you did your thing here with your family. Later on, too, there was always a couple times. But I remember thinking in certain ways, why do I feel this way yet? I was just projecting my insecurities on you. And I kept throwing red flags in my head that, one, didn't need to exist. They didn't exist. But then I'm realizing I'm creating this whole storyline in my head. Because I believe that most of us are so conditioned to doing certain things in our thoughts. So I started to get really annoyed that I kept bringing this insecurity up. But the one thing I want to share with everyone is that there's a couple of things on this way that I'm learning about you and what you are participating for me. And one of them was, after so many times, like, well, why are they still coming back to me, even though I'll push someone away and I'm pushing you away and I'm running, you're still coming back, but you're also teaching me things. And it was really interesting, because I'm like, okay, she's giving me enough time. She's giving me her time. She's also trying to help explain, even though I'm making things harder. And so I got uncomfortable for that moment, because I'm like, well, how many times am I going to be able to do this? And then I would get frustrated again, throw in insecurities and run. So I want to see, like, what do you want to add to that on your side?
It was definitely frustrating, but, like, I saw that you also had the potential to, you just needed a moment, right? Like, we have these feelings and thoughts that, insecurities, like you said, that pop up, and we don't know how to deal with them. So when we don't understand something, our first instinct is to always, to either run, or just like a bull in a china shop, we just hit it face first. And for you, I believe that, like, when you don't understand something, our initial thought is to, well, it's not right, I don't get it, and so I must be right, so I'm out, bye. I'm just like, but we didn't even have a conversation yet. And I get it, and I... I get it, and it's unfortunate, mostly, I guess, for me. I'm not, like, a pity party thing, but, like, there's a lot of potential in you, and the fact that you're willing to make yourself vulnerable and to make yourself willing to take a step back afterwards and be like, oh, okay. And you may have stumbled a couple times, but you get it. Like, you get it. Mm-hmm.
I just didn't like that I was learning, and at the same time, it's like, I don't want to learn anymore. I don't want to keep, like, embarrassing myself. And it was difficult, but also appreciative, because I'm thinking about it more and more. As much as it was uncomfortable, I'm realizing how more determined you were to still communicate, help, understand. And there was a time where I was like, I don't want to, because I wasn't thinking about it in the sense of what I understand now, which is continue working within so that everything without is really the better version of what you are. And this corresponds to the twin flame thing. But before, I was more like, no, I don't want to keep learning. I feel like I'm embarrassed, and I also just want this relationship. So I don't want to put in the work. That's what I was saying. I just want
at the same time, like, you were just so, like, you were so laser-focused on, like, yes, I want this. Yeah, okay, you want that. But in order to get to what you want, like, are you willing to also do the X, Y, and Z? Like, and you're just like, no, but, like, I just want this. I just want this. I just want this. And I'm like, no, that's not how it works. Like, mm-hmm. And I like that you brought up the subject of learning. I think we both learned a lot from each other. And I'll tell you what I learned from you mostly is that I'm not a very emotional person. I'm not unemotional. I just don't enjoy sharing my emotions with just anybody. I don't really feel the need to. It's not important for me to. And I think you've definitely helped me open up more in that sense of being willing to be more vulnerable. And for me, I don't know about a lot of people, but for me, like, that is very difficult. Very difficult. Mm. So I do appreciate you for that. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you for a lot of things, but, well, thank you. What you do for me, I do for you. It's like this, it's a balance thing, but thank you for sharing that, though, because I think you said it before, but that was really, that got me. So I get where you came from with that point, and coming together and understanding each other more and more. But I want to ask you, besides that, was there any, like, signs other than my actions and your reactions and how I was affecting you in some way, but did you find any, like, signs that you were starting to notice in certain points that this is what it was, this is what it is? Or, because for me,
what is
generally what this twin flame relationship is, but did you get any of your personal signs coming to you?
Personal signs. I think there's always that moment where you meet somebody or talk to somebody where you just have that instant, like, oh, okay, I get it. Like, I see something in you that I also lack in myself, so I want more, not saying more of it, but, like, it's admirable, and I really admire the fact that you're so open and you're so willing to just share, and you put yourself out there, and, like, it kind of, like, took me back for a minute, and I wanted to learn how to do that. I wanted to learn how to be more of that, because it's not that I couldn't learn how to, it's just I didn't understand, like, where do you even, like, start from that? Like, how do you even, how do you even, like, where, what do you say? I didn't even know. And so that was a big, huge learning thing for me. Like I said earlier, like, you've helped me and allowed me to not only be comfortable saying the things that I felt, but to also say it with true intent and acceptance is really the word. So, yeah.
You know, I like that you put it that way, because I'm listening and putting it into a couple different views. And before I even get to those views, what I'm thinking about and actually noticing more, even in this conversation, is that everything is, there's no such thing as a coincidence. Everything happens for a reason. And even though there's a couple different subjects, there's actually a purpose between how things came about between me and you and what I had to go through and what you might have had to see and understand for your side. But as I'm learning from you, you're learning from me. It's this combination. So even though there's my part where I was getting uncomfortable, I wasn't happy about things, I was insecure about myself and situations and putting it out there, how you would react or how it played a part for you and each time you would respond, this back and forth of positive from negative, from helping me out and me helping you out in the best way possible, I guess, if I'm giving you those signs as the mirror. But it's this back and forth with purpose. And as frustrating and uncomfortable at times I might get, I just started to accept it, as in the sense of this is the learning process, just accept it. And there was still a little bit of more like tweaks I had to do to get to where I am now. But what I'm trying to explain is, it just made me overall, from you and what I went through and what I was experiencing, a better person. So all of this has
How
a beautiful
so?
Point. If there's this automatic attraction from what I'm explaining in my opinion of what I see and feel. So if there's this attraction from my point of view and your point of view, we're being pulled together, and it's not always going to be comfortable or is comfortable in any direction, but we're being pulled together for a much bigger reason. And if the old me was like, I wouldn't put up with any of this, but at the same time, I'm creating my own stories and insecurities. But this time around, this is why it was really, really interesting. I hadn't opened up to anyone since my situation, and it was just, I wasn't looking for it. So there's all these different signs, but as it's not where I would want it to be, and it's not where I'm happy, and I'm also not happy with how I'm thinking and feeling, and I'm pushing you away, there's still this want and pull. Like, I can't say ever, I can never say no. And it's a beautiful thing. And what you're asking, my answer overall is, the coming together without failure, without me giving up overall, without things not working out, I appreciate overall, because it just kept bringing me back to learning more and changing and shifting more. And it was uncomfortable, then it got even better. But what's really fun is, it's still fun to me. It might be weird, but it's fun to me. I really enjoy, this is really cheesy, this is the truth though, I really enjoy when you teach me something, and it's not just about me doing something wrong, it could be about any topic, and this is something I enjoy from you, your point of view, your opinion, and it's a relationship thing in my thoughts, because you want to work with someone who you're willing to listen to, and I'm willing to listen to you, I'm willing to work with you, I'm willing to get, and it was just this motivation, so overall, it's made me a better person with enjoying things and learning about who you are over that.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, you teach me things as well, and I do appreciate those things. We have some very interesting conversations, for sure. especially on my hour-long drive home from work that's 14 miles away. But thank you, California.
Thank you, Hour Home, for letting her talk to me.
I know, right? Stupid. I hate it. So I guess my question is, like, what is the thing I guess you've learned? Not saying most, there could be more than one, but like the most significant and or powerful thing you've taken from this, from just wanting to learn, I guess, or growing.
I didn't enjoy, and when I say when I didn't enjoy, this is the answer. Like, this is what bothered me the most, and this is what I didn't. Yeah. Okay. So this is why this is the topic of the answer that you're asking. So I was not comfortable with myself, knowing that I kept throwing, I don't know why my brain does it, it's just complex, but I was noticing without noticing the trigger, but you would do something that would make my subconscious mind remember something without knowing it. So So I'm now pushing it on you. I'm creating these stories like this isn't too, this is too good to be true. You're not doing this, so it's not. It must be this. And doing that a couple times, I started to understand what you were explaining to me, and trying to explain over and over again that just because you feel this way doesn't mean that they're necessarily doing it. And if just because you feel this way doesn't mean that you're in the right and the wrong. It just means that this person is the mirror of you, and you're not happy with it because of the other results and the without. So overall, you have taught me to use my thoughts in different ways and working with myself. So that was the biggest thing for me, because you're teaching me and helping me and willing to still accept me for all the bullshit that I was putting up with and giving to you.
I don't know.
But you're still willing to be there and be like, look, this is what you're thinking. This is how you feel about it. But the truth is, this is why. And you're breaking it down on a thought process, taking a step out of it and thinking about it, not just with yourself and this person. So it didn't.
So I guess backstory to that is Joe and I obviously have very different thought patterns and thought behaviors. We don't think in the same, how would you phrase that? We don't
have the same thinking system.
No, not at all. And that's not a bad thing. I mean, it's a good thing. It's like I said earlier, like it helped me open up more emotionally, because I'm very much I'm an analyst. I like to take everything for, okay, well, this, not that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't try to think with my emotion too much. It's just a part of even my job. Like, you know, it's all encompassed, right? Like, you're very passionate, like your food and like when you cook, like you put yourself into what you do. I don't do that. So it's very much so like, it's black and white in my industry and my life. So it's a balance, I guess. Like you very much are an emotional person. And I don't mean an emotional, like crying, sad, blah, blah, blah. I'm just saying like, you feel like when you feel something, you feel it. And like, that's beautiful. And I'm just like, but what? What life?
No, I totally get what you're saying. And that's just something we talked about. And at first, I'm not going to lie, because I'm learning about you at the same time as I'm learning about myself, but I had thought this before and I'm thinking, well, why is she not as expressive as me? And it wasn't so much that you're not as expressive or you can't be expressive. I was being observant, and it helped me understand what you just explained in black and white, and how you go to work in the sense of things, and how you make decisions or choices and observations. But I still understand that you are an you still have emotions.
Right. Yeah,
but,
I mean, I'm still a woman. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
What I was going to say, though, there was a point to that follow-up, and it was, yeah, so even though your thought process was different than mine, it wasn't so much that I was like, she has a different thinking concept, and I'm not there. But I really went, no, this is interesting. I just, like a magnet, I was just like, oh, no, I like this. What's her thinking process? And it would frustrate me when I would think I got something down. And I just, like, I knew from your voice or how you were texting me, it was just this energy of, no, he's still got some other shit to learn from this. So you would tell me in a certain way.
Got you mad.
Yeah, it frustrated me. But it was a puzzle. Mm-hmm. And it's not that you're a puzzle. It was I wanted to understand how you took my actions and observed them and didn't react the way I would think one person would react. And this is just because it's a true, honest way for not only to use this in life and reality with thinking and feeling and doing a whole different system, but it's also interesting because through this, I'm learning about you, me, and how I can use this for everyone else in my life, for myself,
yeah.
For
them. It's only to benefit. Like, I think the whole point of, like, like Joe said earlier, like, oh, I want a relationship. And I'm like, but you don't, you're not ready for a relationship. Like, you really have to just, you're not ready. And he's like, no, I am. They're like, no, you're not. And there, that was the most battle between both of us. Really. That's what we most argued about. Or not fought. Yeah.
No, that was. That was like the one thing, because I wasn't ever determined and puzzled, frustrated in a sense of, one, it's a great understanding and start process on what you placed it on. And it's a good thing it happened that way. But at several points, I just didn't want to accept, like, no, like, I don't trust her. I don't think this is real. I think this is like a joke. And I kept pushing it away because we all want things to happen so quickly. And here I am, like, going through a couple of things. I'm like, no, this is wasting my time. She's not giving me what I wanted. And that was about patience. It was about understanding more still. So I wasn't getting what I wanted. I got a couple times. I was like, no, this is no. So
no.
gratefully, you still came back every time, learning more. But it wasn't fun. I mean, it's just fun, but it wasn't fun. And it's like you have to go through
fun.
That to enjoy the rest of it.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, it'll all work out. But, like, you just have to – and this is my big thing, like, confidence, love yourself, be true to – don't stop lying to yourself. Like, you're telling yourself one thing, but, no, that's not the truth. Like, if you love yourself, this wouldn't be even a topic right now. And that's where I try to come from in that aspect of starting something. Because if you're going to be with somebody, it should be always healthy. It should always start from a good foundation. Like, I'm not going to be with you because, like, I need you. It's because now I want it. Like, I want to be with you. I want this. It's not out of just being lonely. I don't want that. Like, I want somebody to be whole, complete, and fulfilled, and I want to be happy coming into something and not make you happy. I want to share my happiness
right.
with you. That was my big thing.
No, it's something I didn't get before, but I get now throughout time and understanding, because it's something that I think separation-wise, we all need our own happiness, our own things that we love doing for the love of what we are in our own life. But I didn't get that concept before. So as I'm learning, going like, wait a second. And that's actually motivated me. And that's as I'm learning, I'm like, I'm going to do a video about this and go on Facebook, and I'll do a video about it on YouTube. But I get excited because I'm putting two and two together and I'm going, oh, okay, well, this makes four, but but it actually makes sense. It's connecting. So then I'm learning about loving myself completely. And even today, like, I just thought about the different scenario, but I realized that overall this learning curve and thinking process that you're implementing on me, which is totally beneficial, but I'm thinking, no, I'm actually stepping out of my own insecurity again, and I'm going, this is what I want, and this is why I'm acting this way. So really, this is what I need to do for myself. And it just, like, it was like, level up, cool. So it just brought me to another greater understanding, and it plays a positive aspect in everything.
I mean, that's the goal. It doesn't have to be bad always, but sometimes you can't appreciate the good without the bad. It's a balance, right? It's a duality, as you say.
Yeah, it's a balance, all right. It's a balance.
Shut up. That's balance, okay?
Okay. So yeah. I'm going to play a song real quick. We're going to take a break. I want to think about, well, where we go from that through that, the one chapter we were kind of going through the line here of experience of what we went through, where we left off, and go from there. Sound good?
Huh?
Sound good?
What? Oh, yeah, we've been talking for 40 minutes straight.
Yeah, take a break.
Huh?
After I find the song. We're going to take a break real quick.
Did you play the song?
I'm looking for the song.
So what's happening right now?
We're still talking on the show.
Oh, I didn't know. Sorry, this is my first time, y'all. My bad.
No, I'm just not finding the song right away. There it is.
Play a good one though this time.
What's going on? Welcome back. We're talking on this episode about twin flames and flames on both ends. So we got Valerie here, which is my twin flame. We're continuing this conversation a little bit longer on where we left off, which is where did we leave off? Do you remember?
No, that was a long time ago.
A long time ago, right? Back in the day. So we were talking about, we went to visit each other. We talked about a little about my insecurities and what I was projecting on you. A little bit of the learning process of what I was experiencing. You know what I want to talk about? A couple of the signs that I found from other people, like reading someone that they were all similar to what I experienced with you. Because in the beginning, I honestly kept going back and forth. I was like, this is not my twin flame. Because I thought it was going to be easy. And I was like, no, this can't be real. And then all of a sudden you would just pop in at the convenient times. And just come back into my life. I'm like, hi, this is okay.
Hi.
So there was that. And I didn't really know what to look for. I wasn't looking for like twin flame signs before. So I started looking into it, and then it just, it was all this back and forth. And how do you
That's
know?
A lot of back and forth.
A lot of back and forth, yeah. And it's the runner. It's just one of the signs that's there that I noticed.
So I guess our situation is also a little different, because usually, like, isn't it the girl who's the runner mostly, always? Statistically.
I don't really know that,
like,
answer.
I Googled it. It's the girl.
Thank you, Google.
All
right.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I was just, like,
no.
It was very interesting, actually, from my perspective.
I don't think it's a bad thing
was,
either. It's just...
Yeah.
No, sorry,
that's
like a
cut off
thing over here.
Sorry. No, it's dope. Like, I don't think our situation is, and that's what I'm trying to say, like, it doesn't, because something says something, that doesn't mean that's what it is all I mean by that.
No, we need to have that feminine masculine balance, right? And I think that's also part of the twin flame journey. I don't think it really plays a part in, I get your concept. I get what you're saying. I just don't think it's a negative at all if someone's not the female, it's the male who's running. So I think there's a purpose behind it. But I don't think it's a big negative at all. It's all positive. Where was I going to go with that, though? So you noticed that there was a social media thing, too. And to me, and it's not a bad thing at all, it's just more or less things I learned over an extensive period of time. So you would get mad, or I would get mad and set things off, push you away. So there was a social media thing where she wouldn't follow me anymore, that she blocked me on some stuff, but it wouldn't last long. But there was this back and forth. So in my mind, I'm thinking, she doesn't even want to commit. Like, she doesn't want to talk to me. She's blocking. She's not even following me anymore. But I'm not realizing all these other things that are happening that are teaching me to not really worry about that, for one, and two, to look within myself to see what it is about me that I'm not understanding or accepting for myself that's playing a part in this. So
that's a good statement, though. Like, what is it now that you have? Like, full compass.
So,
like, what is it that, like, from going from this person who wanted this but didn't know how to get to this, like, you've come full circle, absolutely, and I believe that 100%, or else you wouldn't be talking. What is it for you in the learning process, right? Like, and that's what it's about.
So this is going to be a long explanation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try
Let's
to simplify
hear
it, honestly. So at some point, I started to realize that your speaker is repeating what I'm saying. Is it still echoing?
Still echoing?
I'm sorry?
Yeah. I'm echoing.
I don't hear it. It's just you.
I'll try to get around it.
So, at one point,
I noticed that in the beginning, it was like all this stuff that you were paying attention to me, you were giving me what I wanted. But it wasn't a bad thing. It's not a bad thing at all. That later on, I was feeling like I wasn't receiving the same attention, or you were giving me the same of things that I would like. But my observation through all this was there's uncomfortable times where I was frustrated because how I felt, or I wasn't content with where things were going between me and you. So those times and those places, I'm learning like little key things each time, uncomfortably. So while I'm thinking about it, as I'm going by, I'm thinking like, well, I'm receiving all this like positive energy and good energy from her in the beginning. Why not now? And this is how life really goes about with everything that we do. If we're going to ask for something, we're going to work for our happiness, and we're going to look for relationship or anything, there's going to be obstacles, and these obstacles about the low and above.
Low and above.
We have to go as below,
go as
so
as
above.
Below.
All right, I'm
so
saying that
above.
Wrong.
Right,
as above, so below.
As above, so below.
So each time we're uncomfortable, it's helping us be comfortable and happy to get where we want to go. And it's not that I can't ever get to that point, or we can't ever, because it's not going to be that way, because it is. But I have to appreciate and understand myself and learn to keep receiving that and bring you closer to me. And understanding myself to understand you.
Yeah, that was a big lesson, I think, for this whole partnership between you and I, is that, like, you were so focused, you were so laser focused on this one thing, but, like, you weren't satisfying yourself. Like, you weren't happy with what you were doing, where you're at, like, with, I'm not saying most everything, mm-hmm. I'm just saying with, like, and really for a healthy relationship at the end of the day, like, we don't want anybody to come into our lives that, I don't want to fix anybody. I don't want to be with somebody who's not, like, fully just like, hey, here I am, like, I'm dope, I'm this, I'm that, like, confidently and secure in themselves, like, and that's attractive, it's admirable, and I think that's why you like me so much. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, that's absolutely
no,
true.
No, you're not wrong, that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
For sure.
And so those are the traits that you really want in somebody else, your partner. To just walk in and be like, hey, okay, you're going to have to do it with your friends. Go have fun.
Yeah, that was difficult for me because I had to let go of some stuff. But absolutely, I get everything that you're saying right now over this time being, because I didn't for a while. There was quite a few things I didn't understand. But it helped me become a better confident individual of comfort, understanding that who you are and who you play a part in my life as what's mine or what's yours and what's comfortable for you, what's comfortable for me. Like, this is back and forth, and you were someone that, and still are, that I'm attracted to, I want to work with, I want to be with, and it's more appreciative because it's everything that I wouldn't want to do to receive someone that I really want to be with. And it was, and it always is, determination to understand you and make sure that it's not just me. And it's a beautiful thing because this is a life key utilization, and it's helped me want to learn from you because we want this attraction in our life. We want this relationship, and yet it's a tease because it's like, here you go, and you can't avoid it. You don't want to avoid it, and I wasn't avoiding you, and it was just uncomfortable but determined to learn, and this is what taught me overall to also utilize this in life. So this is recently. This is actually the beautiful thing about my process was, and still is, learning each difficult time from you, from me, and consciously, and putting it together to finally even, it was literally today, I felt really, like, really happy about it. And I had a moment, and just as I was going through each scenario, I'm going, no. Now I went outside for a walk. I was like, let me go outside for a walk, because I learned that still energy in our thoughts. So I'm enjoying the walk. I'm like, you know, this is cool. This is going to be good. And I'm starting to think and listening to my motivational stuff, and it's helping me understand that, all right, let me step out of this emotion that I don't know where it came from, and then ask myself, like, what is it about this this mood that I'm not happy with? And it started with, all right, we were on the phone. I don't think I told you yet, but I'll tell you. We're on the phone, and you were talking to me, but all of a sudden I lost you. You had to go do your stuff. So this little tiny little thought started this insecurity. And it only comes about because I still haven't made peace with it. Otherwise, it wouldn't come about.
Right.
So it's coming out, and I'm thinking, well, I was thinking about topics before we were talking about that topic, but I also realized by putting myself in this position to think about it, I'm going, well, where is this insecurity? What is it? And I was thinking about commitment. I was like, but so if I'm looking at it in the sense outside of myself and outside of the situation, I was like, so this is what I want, but this is what I have to do for myself. And it just, like, was so, so awesome to go, wait a second, this is something for myself that I need to understand. And honestly, since that point, it not only was a great understanding and happiness to go, like, okay, I get it. And still, like, there was a part of my brain that was like, no, you just talked yourself out of it. Like, there's still something there. And I was like, no. And it just went away. So I just got back into the understanding of the...
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, no, I was just saying, like, I remember telling you, I was driving to work, and I was telling you, you know what, there's going to be one day where you're feeling a certain type of way about whatever, and you're going to realize that, like, no, it's cool. fine. And like in that moment, like you're really gonna feel good. Like you're gonna feel whole, secure. You're gonna feel like, no, what do you mean? No, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that confidence and that like self-love and self-care comes from. Because honestly, at the end of the day, like, and this is huge, if you choose somebody to be with, and if you're choosing this person for the rest of your life, for example, and they go do something, like, doesn't it feel good to sit back and be like, okay, go have fun, bye. Like, yeah, bye, like, leave. And you can just sit back and just not even have a worry, doubt, or fear about it, and that you're so secure mm-hmm. in, like, where you are and, like, what this is, that, like, you don't even think twice about it. And it's such a good feeling. It's such a wholesome, just genuine love that, like, no, go ahead. It's like, you need this. I got you. I'll be here when you come back. Like, that is such a mm-hmm. good feeling to me that – and that's what you're going through right now. Like, I explained it to you, I guess, in that sense, that, like, oh. But you may have those moments where, like, there's this, like, thought in the back of your head, but you're like, no, absolutely not. And then it just disappears, and you're good again.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a process. Always is a process. But after time, it becomes a habit to the sense that, like, no, I'm good where I am, and they're here because of me, and we're here because of us, so why am I worrying?
Right.
Like, where is this worry coming from? Like, I don't even have to. And you don't have to.
No, that's a beautiful thing, and it really, it's, how do I explain it? The more I learn, and the more I put it together, and the more I'm utilizing it, it's such a peaceful, and it's like a beautiful performance that, instead of you're sitting in there spinning your wheels and creating this negative storyline or projecting it
for no reason. Yeah,
for no reason. Just being able to go, wait a second, where's this going like that real quick? And it's really a good feeling to be able to notice that we could switch it off. Because
no,
we don't realize that we're
sure.
capable of control of it. It's wild though.
Yeah, no, you've definitely have grown so much since we've met, and I appreciate that for sure. Because you and I are very much so different. We are very much so different people. And that's not a bad thing. Like, that, I don't mean mm-hmm. that in the sense that, like, oh, we're different, so we can't ever talk or be friends or be together, like, whatever.
Right.
But, I mean, there's that personal growth, and you've taught me a lot, and I hope I've taught you something.
Oh, absolutely. Tell me a lot of stuff.
You're like, oh, what was it about quantum physics? You're like, I already knew that you knew what I was talking about when I brought this up.
Yeah, so what I don't know where it came from. I forgot. I was learning about molecules. But I literally was texting you going, she knows already about quantum physics and mechanics and all this stuff. And I just, like, knew it. And you were like, yeah, I know about it. What about it? I was like, I just already knew, like, you were going to know. You were going to know that there was a meaning behind it. And you already knew about quantum physics. And exactly what I was talking about, too. That was pretty awesome. But
that
you mentioned
awesome,
the opposite in personality. And I was actually just listening to something recently about, and it wasn't like I was looking into twin flame stuff, but it was
mm-hmm.
the thought process of the opposite. It's actually a good thing you brought up the quantum physics part and the molecules. Because so it starts off with the source and the energies and everything splitting and coming from the same source. And I've thought about it in the imaginational process in the sense of if that's twin flames, they're coming from the same place and they're the same person, but they're ultimately the opposite because the molecule actually when they were observing it, right, it was going through the two slits, but it still was like still one, wasn't it? So it went through two slits.
Yeah.
And it's the same source. So it was like twin flames. And the one molecule absolutely has to know the A. Okay, so there's A and B. And A has to understand B before B really understands what's going on. And that's how I was understanding
it. B is very
different
from A, yes.
Right. But they're still attracting. And they're still the same person. So opposites attract. But I was thinking about it. I was like, okay. Because in the beginning, I thought I wasn't really sure. Because you already knew. You're comfortable. You're confident. You were giving me this understanding. Like, you already knew so much. Well, you did, actually. You knew it was so much already, and I just only knew that I didn't know shit.
You knew that you didn't
but
know.
But I just knew.
Very good.
I just knew I was attracted to you. I just didn't know at times, like, what is this? But I really didn't know that you knew so much already, and I looked at the molecule going, all right, so this one has to know about that one to help it, and which way to correspond each other. And that was the twin flame thing. And I'm going, wow. Well, what the twin flames are, that's what it is. Source, same person, same flame.
Yeah.
Two separate positions, but understanding each other. So opposites attract.
I guess I want to ask you the question. So, like, why do they call it twin flame? I never actually thought about this until just now. Like a twin flame, like why is it fire? Like why is it, like how is that relevant?
Well, the twin flame and the reason why the fire, are you talking about the actual flame part? I'm only giving you my opinion.
And that's what I'm asking for. Like I'm very literal in the sense that like why is it, a twin, I get the twin part, like it's identical in the sense, but they're still also different in the atom aspect. But how is it?
So if you think
twin flame,
if you think about a rock, just as like a subject and a thought as a symbol, and the rock is source, and that rock, as it's like the molecule, it's getting shot through those two, or it's one slit that it goes into two. So that molecule actually splits.
But explain it in a way that like people who haven't seen that understand. Like, how
so the
is
rock.
It?
I think the rock is good.
No, but I'm saying like the thing that shoots through the thing.
The thing
the
is
thing
the
that,
thing.
Like, sorry.
The masculine feminine. The duality.
No, but like you're saying when it shoots through, when you're saying it shoots through. Whatever, like I sent you that video, but like not, maybe not everybody understands what that video is. What I'm saying.
Dark
you know
to quantum.
Mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
nobody knows. Not
so
everybody knows
you want me
who
to explain?
That is.
I don't know even though.
Right. That's what I'm right, saying.
So,
like how you're smarter than I am. Come on.
We're both smart. So. The reason why this came up was because I'm looking into quantum physics and I wanted to understand it. And you shared the video of quantum, mm-hmm. Dr. Quantum, whatever. But he was talking about the molecules and molecules, from what I remember. Isn't a molecule like a positive and negative charge?
It's an atom.
It's an atom.
Yeah,
okay.
Molecules, same thing.
So when they first started with this process, there was only one slit that they were shooting atoms or molecules towards. And it was more like a hypothesis to see how many would go through and what direction and where it landed. And a couple didn't go through, a couple did. So they eventually lifted it to a second one where there's two slits and they're bringing and shooting the molecules through and seeing where they go. So that point shows that there's two lines having the same reaction, but there's now just two lines. So they're both going through. But when it's actually observed and they focus something on it to see what really happens, the molecule is shot. And since it's actually knowing that it's being observed and watched, it splits, but you don't see it split. Actually, well, this is my opinion. It reacts differently, but it only goes into one, from what I remember. Is that right? It only goes to one?
Yeah,
you can only see it in one view, one line. So,
so
you don't
if nobody
see
was observing or watching, yeah. So if nobody was observing and watching, it would react one way. But as soon as somebody would watch it, and they would react differently, doing the same thing. Like if somebody was shooting a gun, right, like or paintball gun, and you would just shoot it, and nobody was watching, it would do the same thing. But as soon as somebody like put their eyes on it, it would go in a different direction, right? Like, and nobody understands why. Like, why does that happen?
Huh.
Nobody knows. That's basically
nobody
what,
knows.
What they're trying to say. So.
I remember something about so many different outcomes and possibilities. And what I was thinking was, and this is just my thought process on that real quick, it was that you could only see it from your own view and your own dimension of where you are. So if that's the position you're in, that's the only angle you'll be able to see that line and how it acts that one way. That was my thought process. But
I like that.
So what I was trying to actually go to with that, though, was when it's not observed, it splits, but how they react in those two molecules, they're actually the same molecule. So if you were to take one and split it and put it somewhere else and split it and put it in two different directions, and you altered one, the other one would be altered at the same time, the same way. And that is pretty much in my observational thought process in the sense of twin flames, is the reaction, the internal, the external, your mirror, how things are both corresponding with, or two people corresponding with each other. So that was my thought process on that.
It's funny that you say that too, because like, I very much so intentionally don't go outside to seek advice from people and to get opinions, and you do. And it's the same, it's the duality of it, I guess. Like, I want to figure it out for myself and then maybe bring it up later after I already have my conclusion. And like you, very much so, like, I don't know, what is this, you gather information from other people, then bring it back. And it's just like, dude, just like, trust yourself. Like, ask yourself the question, like, what is this? How do I feel about it? Before going outside, before reaching to other people, before even bringing it up as a subject to others, like, how do you, like, ask yourself the question and listen to the answer that you receive, because our subconscious knows already. And we had that conversation the other day, like, about quantum physics, like, what is it telling you? Like, what is it saying? And you're like, oh, okay. That's what
I get what you're saying too, and I agree though. Was it something I was doing? Yeah. So I would look out for opinions and trying to find answers, because one, I wasn't patient, and two, I wasn't trusting, committing to myself 100%. But over time, in a comparison to what I'm like today versus everything else. No, I'm just saying, just in general today versus what I used to do or what I would do. I actually put it into practice overall, like all the things I'm learning. But the difficult part was actually what? Your mind, or my mind, literally tries to talk us out of it. And there's this negativity, and it's just like trying to pull you down. You're like, no, like, you're fighting with it.
Negativity. I wouldn't call it negativity. I would call it just like a general defense mechanism. Like, we all set up these. Yeah. Right. Like, it's not negative. It's just like, I've dealt with something similar to this before. So this is how I react, and this is how I avoid being hurt and or having to deal with a painful situation.
No, I love it. That's actually a good word. It's a much better explanation. I like that way. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So where do I go with that? So actually the hardest thing was understanding. It was like one of the final keys, like understanding what I'm doing right now and what am I really doing and what am I not doing? What do I need to do? And the hard part was not feeling comfortable and that thought process of the defense mechanism. And I'm thinking about how this can't be right and it isn't right. So this is what it is. And this is what I have to do. Even in a spiritual way, my mind was like, yeah, so this is what's going to happen. And I'm going, no, this is what's really happening. This is what was defending me. It was coming up with a story. And this is what I'm going to do. And I stepped out of it. And I observed it all, and I realized that, no, this is what I need to do for myself. This is why it leads you in a different direction. It really does. But once you start to see those patterns, what did I say?
I said, what leads you in that direction? Like, the thought process or, like, the things that you have to learn?
Yeah, the thought process doesn't, if you look at it a certain way, in my mind, it doesn't lead you to that answer in a way that we would think. Like, it went from defense to you talking yourself out of it, going like, no, this is BS, this is not real, to then looking at it in a whole new way, going, well, I'm acting this way because I'm not happy about this. And really, instead of that, instead of you or me, or it was the subject, and I saw the subject, and
right.
it was lacking within me because I'm not verbally projecting it, but I'm still projecting it in my mind. So it doesn't seem like it would line up, but it really does connect.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really is.
It's cute.
And I look at all those times as a kid, or like being in past years, thinking about things and overwhelming myself with these moods that I didn't have to. And if we know how to think about these things that you've taught me, which is, I'm just grateful for, I'm still
mm-hmm.
always learning. I want to learn about a lot of things, but I look back and go, if I only knew that this is all I needed to do to understand what I needed to do to get to, then that would be phenomenal. But I'm grateful I still know it now.
Well, we're saying, like, okay, episode 5, Joe 9, like.
mm-hmm. Season 3, episode 7. Here we go again.
Yeah. Here we go again. Okay, Joe, let's go.
yeah. What was it?
I
episode
mean,
32 was, all right, you're going to be running again. It's only
yeah,
been
okay,
a week.
Bye. It's been like 3 days. Okay. Boy, bye. And it's not a bad thing, though, and I think that I guess what we're saying is the important thing about twin flame is, like, yes, I understand, like, maybe one of us will be learning, running, da-da-da, whatever. I might do it one day. He's done it most of the time. I don't mean to put you on blast like that. Sorry. and that's okay. That's okay. It's okay. But it's really just finding that person or that individual that truly accepts you for who you are, good or bad, right or wrong, and looking at you and being like, no, that's not you. It's not you. Like, you can do this. And being so open to accepting that thing that you know that other person is capable of. And I'm not saying it's in a selfish way. I'm not saying, like, oh, I need you to be this way. And you have to do this because I can't deal with you if you weren't this. But it's more like, you know, I just want a really healthy, open, confident, and or just fully honest relationship with somebody that
mm-hmm.
it has to kind of go in this direction. Like, you have to become in alignment with yourself first. And that's big for me.
Mm. And that's in the beginning mm-hmm. where it sucked for, it was really annoying because I was like, I just didn't want to believe it because at first I'm thinking this person set me up. It's wasting my time. And as I'm learning, going about it, seeing that you're not this person that I created you to be because you weren't doing what I wanted to do. It was learning about what I needed mm-hmm. to learn for myself. And the more I went about it, the more I'm like, no, this is like a beautiful thing. And it's really mm-hmm. funny because all these relationships, whether I've learned something from my own life or not, how many of them, it's just more about, the difference in how this is going versus all the what we would say normal relationships do and start off and how that we perceive them to be. So
mm-hmm.
even though this was uncomfortable in the beginning and it was happy, exciting, sad, confusing, I'm learning but appreciating everything 10 times more and learning and getting mm-hmm. closer with you and understanding you and learning me. It just brings me to understand more about me, life, you, and how to work together and the same pattern of what you're asking for and what you're looking for. And it's not conventional for me. So it actually became like this beautiful picture that brought together the understanding with roots.
Right. A foundation, right? Like that's key. Like, you don't ever want to
mm-hmm.
be with somebody that you have to pick up the pieces for somebody else. I guess at my age, nothing in my age, I don't mean to say that in that aspect.
Yeah.
But really, like, when you want the real thing, you want the real deal, you want what you want, right? Like, you know what you know and what you want, and you've gone through it and you learn.
Tell me what you want, what you really want.
Oh, are we doing that right now? that's not a bad song, actually.
it's not a bad song. Sorry.
Oh, it's Spice Girls all day, dude. I was just playing that 2 minutes ago.
Yeah. So sorry, what were you saying about you only know what you want?
No,
you want what you want.
Yeah, but I mean, like, at the, so we already know, like, if we were to be honest with ourselves, and that's big for me, you know that. If we were to truly be honest with ourselves, if we were to ever start a relationship with anybody, anyone, doesn't matter who, when, what, the most best, amazing person, it could be Brad Pitt, right? But would you really want a relationship with Brad Pitt while he was still with Angelina dealing with that and dealing with this and dealing with this and dealing with that? You're just like, so you're stuck in the middle of like all of that BS. Or would you really want it to be built on like a healthy, solid foundation where you both could grow, learn, be, and grow from? And I guess in my mind, I would hope somebody who loved me, cared about me, would want to do that for me. Like, hey, you know what? I see this in you. You're dope. But,
hey, I see this in you. You're dope.
But. Shut up. Stupid. This is what I deal with. Do you see that? You guys hear it. Say it now. And I really, you just want that better person, because that person that you're with, you always want to be better at the end of the day. You don't ever want to go to sleep thinking, oh, man, I really did something. Like, I could have done this better. But, like, if you have somebody in your corner who's already just like, no, this, and this, like, that's what it comes down to. And that's really what a twin flame does. Like, they don't care about your BS. They don't care about, like, all that jazz. They really just want to grow with you, be with you, create a solid foundation, create something that's going to last, not just for a season, but for a reason. You know what I mean?
I like that. No, I'm really grateful and happy to have you in my life and to go through these experiences, to be closer with you. I really appreciate you. This is like, it's a really nice thing to feel, because even through this uncomfortable times with myself and embarrassment and how I was feeling about my insecurities, it really made me see more of you and understand and really appreciate everything that you do and who you are in my life. So it's a relationship value where it's a different viewpoint what we're used to doing and experiencing. And it only made things even it's difficult, but it made things stronger overall. For what we're both looking for, and also balancing each other out. It's been fun though too. I'm not gonna lie, it's a beautiful thing to experience.
It's not that fun. No, it's not that fun.
It's not that fun all the time, but there's learning in the beginning. But yeah, for all good things. But I'm really grateful and I appreciate you so much. So
yeah,
besides that, I mean, is there anything else you want to add?
You're dope. Ralph is like, he's staring at me while I eat my string cheese. So Ralph is my wiener dog, sorry.
If there's anything that you would like tell anyone out there, that if there's any like question at all in general, like what would you tell them as a key thing about twin flames? Like what would you leave them off with? Like, hey, stay positive or something like that.
I think you actually posted this. Like, if you still think about it, you care about it, right? So, like, I mean, like, obviously, if somebody's abusive to you or not good to you, like, you should not be with them. But don't give up on people who are good. Always be there, always. Because, I mean, there's a reason, like, why you're still thinking about them. There's a reason, like, why you're drawn to this person, like. And I think society tells us, like, oh, if you go back to that person, like, you're do nothing be, like, say the B word. But, I mean, at the end of the day, if you're secure with who you are and you know who this person is, and you know that, like, okay, this is what they're dealing with. I'm going to let them deal with that for a minute. We're going to move on. It'll be fine. And I think that's what we have done, or I've done.
No, I like that.
It's really,
that's good.
Really stay true to, like, what you believe and what you see in another person, because there are plenty of times where Joe is obviously, like, ran and from own insecurities, but, like, if you could take a step back from your own self and be like, well, okay, why is he doing this? Why is this happening? Like, what's the reason? Did I do something? Can I fix it? Can I make it better? So really at the end of the day, that's what you want. If you commit yourself to somebody, commit fully. Don't do it half-assed. And if you really feel it, like feel it. And don't just let it be and move on, because that's easy. But if you care, then care full-heartedly and don't let it be anything less.
You said that really, really nicely. That was really good. I don't know if I can like say anything after that. That's really that's pretty straightforward. I mean, I could say that your face, you're dope. that was pretty dope. Other than that, I mean, my point of view to add to that is on my side, which is still like a combination. You said that really good, but don't be afraid to be in humility or embarrassed. Connecting, expressing what you are going through. It's not easy at times because we're letting go of our own insecurities, but our own defense mechanism. We're trying to understand more about ourselves and the other person. So trust the process. If the person is really your twin flame, they would do as such as Valerie has done for me, in the sense of as much as you might run and create these insecurities and push them away, they're still going to come back, and it's still meant to teach you more. Even if they're not realizing they're teaching you because they're there and being pulled to you and coming back to you for a reason. And there's been a couple times, like after the what's the term? Like let them go. If they come back, they're meant for you. And then if you let them go again, they're going to come back because they're trying to show you that they're really meant for you. And then you might let go again. So
it gets old,
trust
though.
The process.
Just FYI.
It gets
kidding.
But it's all leading you to actually make an ultimate decision, and it would be confidence, commitment, security, assurance for yourself. It's all building you up for the person you want to be in reality too. So that's what I would add to that. But that was pretty all like completed with what you said.
Right. So I guess I don't put you on Front Street. So when Joe and I first started talking and like, actually, like, talking and, like, getting to know each other and, like, being, like, cool, whatever, and they came out to California. He was what I expected. He was everything. But, like, there, you know, everybody has these things where you're like, oh, well, you know, a long distance thing is very difficult, very hard. And so if we're going to do this, he has to be, like, it just has to be that in general, right? What makes a good partner, what makes a good significant other, somebody who is willing to, I could tell him something. I could tell him really almost anything, and he'd be like, well, how do I make it better? Like, help me, teach me, help me learn. Like, how do I do this better? How do I da da da? And you're so willing to embrace what I say. And I'm still waiting
for
the day that you do that to me. Because we always want to grow, we always want to learn, we always want to be better people, right? Like, we should always be open and willing to want to be those people for the people that are in our lives. So, and that's why I really, really appreciate you, Joe. Like, I really appreciate that about you. Like, really, really. I don't think I said really too many times. Like, really, really.
No, I've really.
Like, really,
no,
really?
I'm grateful, and I appreciate both of us. I mean, I can't like just take it, but I'm grateful for how it's went about. Because I don't want it to go. I wouldn't do it any other way, honestly. Because I appreciate each moment and each difficulty. Yeah, I don't have a choice. Yeah, you said that before. There's certain things that I just like drove me nuts. I was like, how does she know? But what's going on? But it brought me in a comfortable position. It brought me into confidence and comfortability. It's funny
because
what?
I guess it's funny because like you're obviously psychic, intuitive, and like I'm just like over here. Like, I don't even know what you're talking about right now. And you're like, how do you know this? It's like don't worry about it. You'll find out.
There's
it's
things
fun,
that you
though.
Said.
Like,
I think you
fun.
Forgot that you said.
No, there's probably things I forgot I said, for sure. We talk almost all the time.
Yeah. Can't remember everything.
But
no, you said psychic intuitive. I'll leave it at that, though. But, we all have to go through our own life obstacles. We all have to learn we all have to learn our own stuff. So I try to tell everyone that on Facebook Live too. I'm like, I'm not Psychic Joe like 24/7. I'm also just Joe, living life. And then
and
there's
Joe's
Psychic
dope.
Joe, which is I'm connected. Joe's dope.
Mm-hmm. Joe's
Valerie's dope,
dope
too.
You're
so,
welcome.
Let's leave it at that, and eventually we'll come back with another one with enough like positive and new things to talk about to add to the chapter of the Twin Flame experience.
Hopefully you go and learn from each other though.
Oh yeah, hopefully I don't see that. I don't see that. You're great laughing.
It's funny for
well,
me
listen,
now. I can joke about it, okay?
You can. You can.
Ahead.
But thank you so much. I'm glad we did this. And we'll come back to you whenever we're ready for another one. We'll do another one. But I'll talk to you soon.
And another one. I'll talk to
and
you
another one.
Soon.
See you soon.
All right. Good night.
All right. Have a good night, everyone.
Bye. Bye.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold and the saints we see are all made of gold, when your dreams all fail and the wounds we hail are the worst of all and the bloods run stale, I wanna hide the truth, I wanna shelter you. There's nowhere we can hide. No matter what we breed, we still are made of greed. This is my kingdom come. This is my kingdom come. No.